Well, hello, 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 my lovely human beings, and welcome back or welcome to Ida May's Spiritual Cafe. I am your host, Ida May, and today, hunty, it is Tarot Tuesday, so our readings are going to be good for March 26th to April the 2nd. Now, all signs are welcome since these will be for the general collective. Only take what resonates, leave the rest behind. Feel free to reverse the roles and energetic themes as you see fit to your energetic storyline. All right. Now, yesterday we did start Libra's lunar eclipse, the penundrum. Now, this was the first lunar eclipse of the year. And it's really coming around different energy sources, right? With different areas and aspects of life. And we also are in that grand old shadow phase of retrograde in Aries. All right, that'll be going direct on April the 1st. And then we have the total solar eclipse on April the 8th in the sign of Aries. So there's a lot going on. It's like all aspects are headed in the sign of Aries, so make sure you all are staying balanced out there. And being mindful of the energy and staying aware and grounded as best as possible. Now, our readings today are going to be a general collective energy weekly, what you need to be aware of, what you need to know type of deal. Second segment, you're going to find messages from your guardians, guides, ancestors, whoever would like to come through and convey messages. At the end, you will find love messages regarding, you know, whomever you may be currently thinking of. Now again, only take what resonates, leave the rest behind. And if I'm not picking up on your energy this week, feel free to check back with me next Tuesday. Now we're going to hit a little transition tune, and I'll see you very soon. Well, hello, my lovely human beings, and welcome to today's episode. Sending you all lots of love, light, blessings on blessings, and blessings in the motherfucking lessons. Because it is truly a part of our ascension. So, we are going to be starting off today's podcast with a general collective weekly energy. What you need to know, hear, be aware of, pay attention to, whatever the case may be. So before we start off, it is March 26th, and we do have the moon in Libra opposite Mercury in Aries on this evening. So it's going to be a little bit of a here and there scattered type of energy, maybe pondering thoughts, daydreaming, and, you know, could be a little bit of this, a little bit of that. So make sure you're staying nice and easy with the energy, especially when it comes to dealing with self. All right. So let's jump on into it, shall we? All right. So we're going to be getting some messages from the Cupid's arrow. Let's see what kind of energy we have coming in. Alright, ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High, please come through and help me convey clear messages to the collective about what they need to know, hear, or be aware of for this week's energy from the 26th to April the 2nd. Please and thank you. Alright, what we got coming in for this week, ancestors, guardians, and guides? All right, first card out is Twin Flame. So there could be some type of connection you and someone else share. That's very spiritual, very deep in connection. Okay. Let's see what else is coming through. So there could be something regarding a twin flame coming in energetic-wise this week. All right, and then we have obsession and leap of faith. All right, so there could be something going on with a spiritual connection this week where someone is focusing a lot on a connection with you and them and are, you know, willing to take some type of leap of faith. Really just jumping out there and just seeing where shit can go on a, you know, on a limb. Just like, oh, well, you know what? I'm gonna take my hand on this one, right? So it's almost like they're up to take a risk, if you know what I mean. Like, it's looking like they're just coming out wanting to just like go with the flow of something, especially when it comes to a connection with an energy with you. Get one more card. Okay. Then we have communication. Yeah, so whoever this is probably going to be taking a leap of faith with making some type of connection in regards to communication. This person is wanting to converse, have a conversation, and they've been thinking, it's almost like they've been thinking about this for quite some time to where it's become an obsessive daily thought or some type of routine, right? And they're like, well, you know what? I should really start to think about taking some type of leap of faith with just communication. So it looks like they may be stepping outside of their comfort zone, making some type of connection for communication. And that's what I have for you, collective, regarding your weekly energy. Let's jump on into the next segment where we're going to get some messages from Spirit. All right, my lovely human beings, welcome to your second segment of the podcast where we are going to get some messages from the ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High, whoever would like to come through. It could be either one of them, right? Let's see what type of messages they would like to convey this week to the collective. We're going to be starting off with the original tarot, and then we will head over to the spirit deck and get some communication. All right, so let's jump on in. Ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High, please come through and help me convey your message to the collective as clearly as possible, please and thank you. All right, Spirit, what communication do you have for the collective this week? Oh, all right, we have the magician that just flew out reversed, and we also have the Ten of Swords upright. Okay, let me get one more card. Okay, thank you. Ooh, then we have the Tower reversed. Okay, so so with this magician reversed, it's looking like, you know, now in this current moment might not be the time to be making some sort of change, however that resonates, until you are like fully prepared for whatever that situation, case, scenario may be. And, you know, this is almost a card for, like, patience in a way for some type of situation to work out properly. So it's almost like you need to, you know, halt back for a little bit, let some things seep in for a little bit and simmer before jumping and making a decision or a quick one without, like, setting some things into place beforehand. Now we also have the Ten of Swords upright. And this is almost like the appearance of something, something beginning or ending, some type of period of a trial or tribulation. It's almost signifying the start of a new cycle, but it's calling for something to be cleared out of the way, like debris of old cycles. And this is often a progression and very like painful, right? So it's like, you know, cleaning out the old, bringing the new, which is never easy to do. Why am I rhyming today? You know, and it could be stressful, exhausting, and, you know, it could be, it could be, like, overwhelming in a way, you know what I mean? So, like, taking the time, it almost seems like you want to make some sort of decision, but it's calling for old cycles, traits, patterns, and things of this nature to be cleared away before something new of a new start pattern, cycle, or progression can begin. So it's almost like, we'll just put it this way. Say you have a home, right? And you have furniture, you know, already in your home. You have everything in there that you need, but you ordered new furniture. Now, when the new furniture comes in, it becomes very corroded. There's no movement. It's hard to move around. And you wanna, you know, partake in this new furniture and, like, you know, arrange it and put it where you like. But it's hard to keep track because you keep focusing on the old, like, oh, this is still here. So it's almost like we gotta move that old furniture out before we could bring the new furniture in and start enjoying it and, you know, really like enjoying the comfort of it, right? Of this new furniture, aka the new cycle, trait, whatever the pattern that's gonna be taking place. All right, so, and then we have the Tower reversed here. So this is like a deep level of learning and beginning to progress and prepare for new changes and like kind of looking at different limited ideas and how you can start new ones. So it's almost like someone's wanting to really kind of push forward this week and make some type of fast, quick action decision. And we do, again, we are in Aries season. We are in, you know, a lot of Aries energy, which is impulsive, you know, action, right? As a fellow Aries, you know, you could be jumping from an idea to the, oh yeah, you know, and then like, well, we have to clear some things out. So be mindful with that energy as well. So it's all looking like there could be a decision that wants to be made, but old things need to be cleared out before that new cycle can come in. And with the Tower reversed, it's so much like, how can I say this? It's almost like with the reversal, it's almost like you're kind of prepared for this change and being open to it once it starts to happen. So let's see what the ancestors, guardians, and guides are like to communicate. All right, we're going to get some communication cards, see what messages we have coming through for the collective regarding. All right, ancestors, guardians, and guides, the Most High, what would you like to communicate? We got two cards out here. We have Soul Power, and we have Seek. Okay, we're going to get two more. Okay, thank you. And then we have Breathe. One more spirit. Okay. And then we have Strength. Okay. So let's see what we got. Alright, so we have Soul Power here. So this card says, always remember your soul that comes with, you're a soul that comes with a body, not the soul not the body that comes with a soul. Your soul has a true essence and has unlimited supply of soul power that you can command whenever needed. We also have Seek Here. The power of spirit exists in all things that are made of energy. Every single thing in your physical world contains a fragment of spirit, including you. You're all one with the spirit and always will be connected to one another. And then we have Breathe. It says, the breath is the vital bridge between the body and the soul, a connection between the inside and outside, connecting to your universe and spirit and the divine source. The breath fragments your entire being with the same life-giving force that nourishes everything in the universe. And last, we have strength. Strength comes from many sources. Stay strong, stay confident, go with conviction, and balance the mind, body, and soul. Spirit has its own unique, beautiful way of replenishing your soul and strengthening your basis. You're never really alone. We're always with you. So, you know, spirit is coming through, conveying a message of wanting you to stop and sit still and seek the inner divine source that's within you, and to seek within the knowledge of this energy and get curious about it, but taking a breath while it's happening, because it could be a bit overwhelming, right? And nourishing self can be very beneficial within this process. And the last card, strength, like, you have the strength to pull through this. Spirit already knew it before you were even here, that you were able and capable. All right, let's get one more closing message from Spirit. All right, we have hello from heaven. Your loved ones are in the spirit world and want you to know that they're connecting with you as much as you want to connect with them. They know you've been thinking of them, and they've been thinking of you too, and sending you signs, synchronicities, and symbols. They love you, and they're here to prove it to you, and they do time after time again. So it looks like, you know, your loved ones on the other side are watching and, you know, sending you signs and synchronicities and symbols, maybe song lyrics this week, to let you know that they are there and aiding within this growth that you are, you know, becoming very expansive in. So, and it's never easy. Growth never is. It's always painful at first. And so you start wiggling around. I like to compare it to like a seed rooting itself. It's like the roots get tangled up and shit, but then a beautiful ass flower comes up out of there, you know, and you wouldn't know all the inner work that that seed took underground to get to emerge from the surface as a flower. All right, so that's what I have for you, collective, regarding messages from your ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High. All right, collective, welcome to your last segment of the podcast, where we're going to get some love messages regarding whoever is currently on your mind. First deck will be to gather information of the energy, which will be the Cupid's arrow, just a little preview. Then we'll head over to Mystery and Virtue to clarify this energy. And then we will get some energy regarding whom you're connecting with from the Island Time Wellness. And the last two decks, the Love Tarot and Love Oracle, will be used to get some communication from your person, whether you're in connection, separation, or no communication. Only take the energy how it resonates, leave the rest behind. Feel free to rearrange the roles as you see fit to your storyline. All right, Spirit, what is the energy regarding the collective's person and this energy around love this week? All right, we have putting in the work. So there could be, some highlighted themes around putting more effort into a situation regarding love. We also have expansion. So, you know, pursue bigger, the bigger the endeavor. So it's almost like there may be needing some work to be put in. Regarding love, And, you know, it's so much like Spirit coming through saying, look, whatever you put in is what you're going to get out. We also have overcoming obstacles. And this is like getting strength back from a difficult moment. I was about to say difficult and different at the same time. And we have obsession. So focusing again on something where this is becoming an obsession for someone. Okay. Let's see what we got from Enduring Virtue. We got coming in Spirit. Thank you. Again, pay attention to red flags. I think this came out earlier in another deck. Yeah, we have relationships. Give your love a chance. So it's almost like pay attention to red flags. There could be some type of signs that are coming in regarding love cautioning you at this time. But we have give your relationship a chance. All right. So let's see what is going on here. See what your person would like to communicate. So again, there could be, you know, some changes that need to happen to grow together as, you know, a connection. But it's almost looking like whoever is putting in whatever is what you're getting out of this connection. But it looks like there's an obstacle here. It's kind of like trying to get back together, but it's kind of difficult because there's some type of blockage here. But a confession, I mean an obsession, it could be a confession. Alright, I don't know where that came from. Let's see what your person would like to say. But there's something regarding red flags here and giving a relationship a chance and working on some type of connection. We have I'm single right now. I'm not attached to anyone or looking for any relationship at this time. We also have I'm leaving. I'm ready to leave the situation of this mindset. It's not serving me. It's hindering my growth. We have my kids. I want to have a family with you. I know you'd be an amazing parent. I dream the day I can experience raising children and a family with you together. Okay. And then we have soon. I'm going to contact you soon. Okay. So it looks like you and this person could have been in a prior past relationship. And it looks like some type of pattern cycles they currently took on when disconnecting may not be the best for them. So it's creating some type of obstacle from, you know, reconnecting with you at the moment. But they do have this energy of wanting to embark on a journey with you, share some children with you, make a whole big thing of it. And, you know, it looks like they're thinking and wanting to come through this week of some time this week. There's no base, but wanting to make some type of contact here. Now, let's see what they would like to communicate in regards of love messages. Okay, we have if only there was a time machine to get us back to those beautiful memories. So this person could be reminiscing on times and moments that you shared together, and they wish that they can go back to that. We have let's heal our past trauma and solve these inner conflicts. So they want to like move on from some type of past hurt again, and endings bring better beginnings. So they're looking to this connection with some type of hope for a future reconnection. And then we have, we shouldn't be influenced by the outside world. I just want to focus on us. So a lot of their time and attention could have been taken from, you know, outside noise, friends, whatever the case may be, other connections, maybe business partners, family, whatever, you know, resonates. But it looks like it had an influence on some type of connection you may have for this person. But the last card that came out for you is my love is unconditional. All right. That's what I have for you, collective, regarding your love messages for this week. Remember, stay kind, rewind, and I'll see you next time, which will be on a Friday, for your astrological planetary alignments for the first half of April from the 1st to the 15th. Remember, make somebody smile. It's free. All right? I'll see you next time.